And welcome back to the lighter side of everything, the British edition. No, that would be fun, but unfortunately not the theme of this episode. So, welcome back. Right off the top, we have the Twitter, Facebook, Gmail, and those are all The Light Comedy. And, of course, we have thelightcomedy.wordpress.com, thelightcomedy.blogspot.ca, and you can also find us The Lighter Side of Everything on Feedburner, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes. So, that is right, folks. As the title suggests, I did go back home. Yeah, I went to visit. It's not that far. It's a day trip. You definitely wouldn't want to do it multiple times in a day, because that would take up several hours out of your day. But yeah, it was nice, and went back home with the girl I've been seeing, and who shall remain nameless for now for publicity's sake, for the big reveal episode later. But yeah, and her dog. We took the dog back home. And now this story has so many different facets. The funny part I mentioned right off the top is do a dog episode later, because I do love dogs. But yeah, she brought her dog, and my parents have two dogs. Grover and Sweetie. I was like, I wonder if they like their names mentioned on the air. Grover and Sweetie, a terrier, not a Yorkshire, but a different kind of little terrier. And Grover is a Basset Bichon. Yeah, he's a cross between that. And so basically he's the size of a Basset Hound and furry like a Bichon. It's kind of weird when you see it, but he's super cute. But they're also dog sitting two other dogs, Maggie and George. They're friends, friends, little dogs. They're a little Bichon Shih Tzu sort of thing. And and then Cooper, the other dog, was there, and so they there's so many dogs in one house, like four people, five dogs, or you know, it'll be more over the holidays, but that alone was enough adventure. Ooh, boy, it made me think back, and like, it made me just feel nostalgic, and you might say, well, why does that many dogs make you feel nostalgic? But we always had dogs growing up. We went from having that, and again, I'm not going to go too much into this, because I hope to do a dog episode at some point, but we had dogs. We had dogs my entire life. I've always had dogs. Dogs love me, like, I don't know, like, I've always trusted the statement that if a dog likes you, you're a good person sort of thing, but maybe I just like that because dogs like me, so I say that to people. My little self-brag. But yeah, and it just made me feel like I love being around dogs, and I don't have one right now. I live in a building where if you own the place, then you can have a dog, apparently, but if you're a renter, no. And I guess that's their way of keeping it down. I know it's a silly legality thing, but yeah. So anyways, yeah, going back home was just that, like seeing the dogs and just going through the town. And we went to the hotel. Now, I know I've talked about the small town before, but this is not so much about necessarily being a small town-ness episode. It's a nostalgia episode, and I quite like these, but yeah, so we went, and I grew up in these towns, and the reason I say these towns is because they're 3 kilometers away from each other at certain points, but other points, like by the golf course, as I might have mentioned in the small town episode, they are, 100 yards, 200 yards from each other. Yeah, two legally different towns. They've often talked about combining and amalgamating, but never gone through. So, yeah, I grew up in the one town, but now my mom lives in the other. She divorced my dad, good riddance to bad rubbish. And, I was taking my lady friend, or, you know, child friend, as she likes to joke, out there to see where I grew up. And so going by the house, and it's so different, to go back home. And, you know, I've often said, like, would it be completely weird if you just went up, someone's like, hey, I used to live here, can I see the house? I personally don't think that would be such an odd request. I mean, you'd probably say no, but like you understand how someone would like want to see it or something, right? Again, you don't really let strangers in your house, but it's weird. Like, and again, I've said I have a photographic memory, so I could describe how things were different or the same or way we had things positioned. And it's kind of unfortunate on a stalker level that he had his blinds closed. But I say he, I think it was a guy who bought it. But yeah, going back to this house, it was, everything was just so different. We had the ugliest, greenest, like, I don't even know what to call them on the outside. Like this, like metal, maybe someone is a home builder or has expertise in this area could inform me. Yeah, it was ugly green, like metal siding. And you definitely could not find this in any sort of generic store. Like you'd have to have it custom made to be that ugly. Like, oh, it was just so bad. So I'd always reference it as like, oh, you'll recognize it. Like when I was a kid, when people were had never been there before, like, oh, you'll recognize it's the ugly greenhouse on Windsor. And yeah, so drive by and drive by the front and it's not green anymore. It's funny because I don't know if you could paint stuff like that. I don't know how it's settled, but it was the kind of metal siding too. Was like, it definitely didn't, oh, like nails on a chalkboard. Like that's how it felt on your fingers. If you ever had to bump it. Ugh. And yeah, it's not green anymore. It's like beige, I guess you'd say. You know, it's not how what color I would do a house, but again, I would not pick an ugly green house. And yeah, no, it looks a lot better, and it totally makes it stand out more too, which is funny because like you know, there's green grass, there's trees all over the front yard, and then like all of a sudden it was like this ugly green house. Like I'm sure whoever did it, it was probably a combination of affordability slash. I don't want to say stylistic, but maybe they liked green, you know. But yeah, just seeing it, it looks so different. Like the backyard, they cut down two of the four like huge trees, like one our climbing tree, they had like forts in. Got rid of the little shed thing that we had. We got rid of the garden years ago, but it's weird because I still picture it with a garden. Got rid of the dog run around the garage. Got rid of all the raspberry bushes. That was kind of sad. Did a lot of work. Like I'll say like there was definitely a lot of work. Even had a PVC pipe to, from the drainage, which was funny because we always had a rain barrel, but then, you know, it would overflow when stuff melted off the roof or, you know, rain in the summer, but it would just go straight down this rain barrel. He made it flow out into the yard, which is, it's like, duh, why didn't we just have one of that or something? But yeah. In general, it looked really good, so credit to the man who did it. But the one thing I thought was funny was that, I guess technically two things, but one head category, the wood. Now you might be thinking, what are you talking about, the wood? It's not a wood house, for sure. there was the deck, and I've mentioned this in other stories about this deck. It was about like just under 6 feet, probably like 5'8". He kept this deck, and it looked the exact same, and maybe he's replaced it internally in that, or maybe he's slowly replaced it piece by piece, but that deck, makes me feel nostalgic. I cannot tell you the amount of times, like, it's somewhere between 3 and 5, the amount of times that we had to pull out boards and replace them in the deck, rather than my, you know, that was the mentality of my dad, was that little by little, like never did any big projects. Like this is our summer project. We never did that. Like it was like, oh, we'll replace the rotting wood here. And then like next summer we'll do the next worst ones. And then we'll do this, like this part of the garden. And it was stuff like that. And it would have made much more sense and probably would have gave the house a higher value if we would have just like done it all, or to be honest, like torn it down. But yeah, you know, it was still there. And it was just kind of weird to think like all the things the guy changed about it. I mean, I don't have a high knowledge of how much building a deck would cost. I do know there's like disaster decks and things like that. It would definitely be on that category. He did clean out everything that was under there because we always use it as like a storage area. Because again, it's 5'8". We kept the sawhorses and the bicycles and just the, well, bicycles and the motorbikes. Because my dad had had two motorbikes that never, ever moved my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, he never used them. They just permanently sat there. And I guess that's kind of a small town thing. Mentality that's just like, well, what are we gonna do, get rid of it? And like, it's like, yeah, get rid of it. But all that's gone, so I wonder what finally happened to those bikes. But as far as I know, the one completely worked. I used to, like, when I was a kid, I used to sit on it and pretend I was driving it, but no, never let me use either of them. But yeah, it's all that. And the other thing that I say in the category of wood, the fence. Like, we had this fence that was, the purpose is, all it really did was define, like, where the boundary of the yard was, sort of thing. But it didn't, it wouldn't, it wasn't good for dogs, like, because even big dogs would probably go through it. There was no gate at the back. We had the fence, it kind of just went from, like, for, I don't know how to put it, two-thirds of the length of the backyard, and then there was a shed, and then a tree, and then just an open back area where we would keep, like, the camper and the raspberry bushes and things like that. But he kept the fence, so maybe, you know, maybe this guy, I don't know how long, he's had it, a couple of years now, but again, maybe he likes projects and restoring it. But it's funny because this fence is, like, raggedy, now it's, like, the boards have fallen off the posts. But it was the kind where it was, like, there were space, like, a foot and a half apart, and there was, like, three boards going along, and that's all it was like attached to posts. And again, I'm not saying it was like an ugly fence or like a, not a horrible fence, but it was just kind of funny how, like, it wasn't really as far as fences go, it wasn't a very solid fence. And yeah, now it's all decrepit and that. It's just kind of funny. It's like, oh, again, maybe price of wood's gone up. I haven't checked lately. Who knows? But yeah, and oh, so weird. And you go up the street, and I was, you know, showing the spot, like the significant spots. It's a tiny town, and she had actually been there before on her own, but yeah, and I was pointed out, and yeah, the ranger station is now the town office. Now, that might be like, that's jibber jabber to me, and I'll be like, hey, don't you jibber jabber me. But yeah, the ranger station where I learned to ride my bike, there was a helipad in the office. It hasn't been used for years. They moved it. And I guess I feel like they don't do this as much in cities, or maybe they do and I'm just not aware. Like, I know businesses change, but town focal point. So what I mean by this was, that was a park ranger's office when I was a kid, so it was well maintained. But then even by the time I think it was like 12 or 13, they stopped using it. Like, they built a bigger ranger station out in the wilderness, and yeah, and the only reason they came in was to update the sign, kind of like I compared it to the terrorist threat sort of thing, right? The level of, like, if it's green it's good, if it's yellow it's this, and orange, yeah, and they did that for the potential of, like, forest fires. So there's occasionally you just see a guy, a park ranger truck and the forestry and changing it, but besides that, like, they didn't use the office. And it was a nice building, well maintained, and they had a shop sort of thing, like, where you'd store like 5 bays or something. And yeah, like, the town bought it a year and a half ago, as my parents said, and they turned it into their main office. And I said, oh, well, what happened to the old office sort of thing? Because, what happened there, and this is what I mean by trading, the original office when I was a kid was in this building that was beside the liquor store. I don't know how small town that seems to you, but I don't mean like on the same block. I mean literally right next to the liquor store on the corner. And so I guess they catch all the drunks coming by complaining, like, maybe they're going to get some confidence, complain about their taxes, be like, I'm paying too much. I'll tell you about it. One of my favorite drunk voices, if you couldn't tell. But Yeah, and so it was there, and then they moved it basically directly across street and one building over to the courthouse building. It was the I don't even know what they call it, the regional courthouse. And then poof, got rid of it. And I didn't even know, like, it's one of those things you don't care about when you're a kid. Like, you don't care about the court system, and you don't know, oh, there's a courthouse. And as far as small towns go, like, I guess that's a pretty big deal considering, like, I have a courthouse and, like, it's for the area, and they decide have it there and blah blah blah. Made sense by location because it was built right beside the police station. There was just a fence separating them, and and so, but then, like I said, that became the town office, and it was kind of weird because, as I've mentioned on other podcasts, my mom went from being a cleaning lady to being a town counselor at the office, and I am very proud of her. I know she'll never listen to this podcast, but that's the metaphor for her life. Like, she never gave up, and she went from cleaning the office, talking to counselors, to becoming one herself 10, 15 years later. But anyways, so I remember my mom, like, cleaned the old office, and then she cleaned the new office for a bit, and and then eventually she was a counselor when it was in that building, and I was in there a lot because visiting my mom, like, she would watch me when she was cleaning when I was younger. And then when my last summer job back home was working for Town Works, so I was in that building a lot too. And so they changed it, but they didn't change the building. Like, they didn't have renos and construction because it worked for their purposes. But what I mean, for example, is when you walk in, there's the entrance, like, to the court. Like, it's a small place. It's not like a giant building. And to the right, or to the left, are, like, conference rooms and all that, all along that wall. And if you go down the area to the right, then it was the processing and all the paperwork and all that area. And like I said, in the middle, like, of the rest of the building was the court, sort of thing. And so they kept the room where, like, they'd have people, like, through the glass where you could, like, push the or pick up the phone to talk to people. So I remember me and my friends, me and my sister, picking up, like, talk on there and play. So like I said, when that became the town office, then the other place that was the town office became cafe or restaurants and that. But now, I said, so what happened to the former courthouse town office? My mom said, it's the courthouse again. The circle of life, the circle of crime. But yeah, so it reverts. So again, I don't know if that's typical of small towns, but just very nostalgic to go back there. And things have changed. I mean, it's not like I haven't been back in 10 years, but still, like, I don't really go to that town very much because my mom lives in the other town. So anytime you go over there, like, yeah, like, it's doubled in size, sort of thing. And it's not like this was 20 years ago. This was, I was there, like, I graduated high school, as I said before, in 2006. So since then, and like I said, I used to live there even after a little bit. So let's say, like, I don't know, like, 5 years since I've been sort of out of touch and not going back as much to that town. But yeah, like, you go back there, and the other town, like, it's harder to notice the changes because arguably there aren't as much, but at the same time, I'm there more frequently, so maybe they seem more gradual, or I'm aware of them as they happen. But yeah, in the other town, my original hometown, just everything, like, doubling in size, you notice the houses and all that, but yeah, you notice, like, the buildings, and they built a giant, like, regional library there. And it's funny because they just built it in a parking lot that was in front of the old community center. And the community center, so I grew up in oil country, in case that was not clear. I mentioned this in the high school episode, but my high school was oil fields. That was Oil Fields High School. And we were the oil, our sports team was the Oil Fields Drillers. Yeah. Let that sink in. And our logo, which I'm coincidentally wearing a football, from when I played football in grade 12 there, my shirt, our symbol wasn't a driller, wasn't a guy, it was an oil rig, so a drill sort of thing. And yeah, and so the reason I brought that up is because the community center was called the Flare and Derrick. Because those who don't know oil things, like there's oil derricks, and yeah, the Flare. Yeah, I'll let you expand on that. But yeah, someone's behind it. It's one of these giant sort of curved buildings, so like things would, like snow would not settle on it or rain or anything like that. But the thing was, like, it was built so weird, and back in the probably, like, I don't know, like 20s or 30s, that like it was one of the ones, like, the floor was kind of noisy. It wasn't built super soundly, probably not built on the strongest foundation. And the only reason it was, like, the emergency center, which I guess they do use during the floods and that, when it floods every 4 or 5 years. But the funny part is that, like, they still leave this building up, but it's not really used for anything, and it's a giant building. It's like a block, maybe not a block, but 3/4 of a block long. And yeah, it was used, like, they had a hockey changing rooms in there for the outdoor rink, but then they closed them when they got, like, I don't know, they just closed them because of stuff, and all they did was just store crap in there. And then there was another back room, and then they closed that. It was like they were just slowly closing all these parts of it. Now, like, they don't really use it, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna tear it down. They're like, but it's such a big building and someone could use it. But it's a small town. It's not like there's a high demand for random huge buildings that, you know, don't have, like, garage doors and all that for. But yeah, that's the metaphor of the small town. New buildings going up being used, old buildings not being used and torn down. Like, I remember the last one I'll end with was there was the movie store, and it was called Blue Mountain Video, and it was in this giant blue building, and it was the first half of it. The rest half was like a dog grooming place, and now is a bottle depot and things like that. But then movie stores, pardon me, went out of business, and people, you know, everyone knows that, and went back, and I can't remember. It was something different. I don't recall what it was. I think, oh, it was a liquor store. And yeah, and I remember driving by the other day, or sorry, yesterday, and now it says Blue Mountain Video and Candy Store. We didn't go in because we were short on time, but now, as sad as it is, I really, really want to go there just to see what's in there. I mean, it won't be open when I go back next time for Christmas, but yeah, like, and old is new again sort of thing, right? And it's funny, it's reverted the thing from my childhood, and yeah, I hope it's doing well. I would really like to go in there, and maybe I'll definitely buy candy, but I might even buy a movie. But that's my nostalgic episode of going back home again. I encourage everyone to think about their home and, you know, remember the good parts, and that's hopefully what this podcast helps you do. Remember the good, the lighter side of everything. And until next time, this has been the lighter side of everything. Bye-bye.